Hi, it's Tim Hagen from Progress Coaching, and welcome to another episode for the Coaching Conversations podcast. Now, we are on Stitcher, we are on iTunes, and multiple different channels. Please check us out. Now, one of the things that you'll get out of our podcast episodes is a lot of content, a lot of strategy. It's not fluff, it's not concept, yet we really want you to engage with the content and let us know your feedback. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us. If there's topics you'd love to have us address, we would love to share them with you. Let us know your impact and let us know your feedback. One of the things that we've talked about for years at Progress Coaching is the ability to observe and coach. And I cannot tell you how many times I've shared this with people, and I get this weird look like, you observe people, you watch them? It's kind of creepy. Yet if you watch human behavior, and you really watch human behavior, it teaches you so much about people and their character and who they are. Let me give you an example. The day before doing this podcast episode, and really the title of this is around, you know, observation and emotional awareness, really becoming aware of other people's emotions through the power of observation. If you want to become a great leader, sit and watch people. Go to a Starbucks. Watch people behind the counter, how they work together. Now, I happen to be a non-coffee drinker, but I'm a huge Starbucks fan. I think their training, I think the way they do things with people, the people behind the counter work effectively together. They've done something really well. I think they have very high standards for their people. And from what I understand is they take care of their people. And I was at a retail store, and I was waiting in line, and an employee who was starting was working the register and definitely was having problems. And it was at a pharmacy, and I'm not going to mention the company name. And I will say they are always slow. Their systems are slow. I go to a competitive pharmacy. It's never that slow. And it is frustrating, and I get that. Well, the employee, and you could see right on her badge, it said in training. And she got over the microphone very sheepishly and said, you know, manager to, you know, register number one or whatever she said. And the manager comes up, and you could just tell by body language, this was a huge inconvenience to him. And he goes, okay, what's the problem now? Now, think of that statement. What's the problem now? Now, hearing that statement, how would you react? Would you want to call that manager for help again? Would you feel confident? Would you feel nervous, insecure? Be honest. So then he makes a gesture and takes his left hand. He does not push her. I don't want to exaggerate. He doesn't shove her. But he kind of takes the outside of his left hand, puts it on her right shoulder, as if to say, just move a little bit to your left. Let me take care of this. And she steps out of the way, and I look at her. Now, I'm looking at her over the shoulder of the woman in front of me. Now, this sounds creepy, doesn't it? It sounds weird. Like, Tim, what are you doing? I said to the woman behind me, I said, look at this young lady. She goes, oh, she just looks mortified. And it was really hard to watch. Now, the manager got the register to work, walked away, and said nothing. Said nothing to her, like, hey, if you need any more help, you know, just reach out. So I sat there, and I could tell as people started to go through her line, I was about third in line, she stopped talking. She stopped communicating to other people. Now, I think she was a high school kid, about 17, maybe 16. And I got to her. I said, hey, how you doing? She looked up. She goes, oh, hi. And I said, by the way, can I just say something to you? I've been here before. She said, yeah. I said, you're doing a fantastic job. These systems are slow. I get so frustrated coming through here, but this is where I get my, you know, my medicine and stuff. So I just wanted to share it with you, you know, from a dad, I think you're doing a fantastic job. And the hugest smile came over her. What that manager did, potentially without training, without awareness, is really debilitated her, really eroded her ability and energy to have a good rest of the day. I may have resurrected that. I don't know. So the woman behind me does the same thing and goes, I echo what the gentleman just said. I think you are fantastic. I think you do a great job. Lift your head up. I always try to come to your register. So I waited for that woman outside the store, and I said, that was really nice of you. And she goes, I wouldn't have done it if you had not done it. See, here's the funny thing. When you observe people, you learn. Our reactions, much like the manager's reaction, cause another reaction. Yet we can counter negative reactions with conscious positivity. Look conscientiously for positive things. Now, here's the other funny thing. We had a waitress last night at dinner, my wife and I, going out for the infamous Wisconsin fish fry. And we had a young lady, and if anyone knows my Irish sense of humor, it's wicked. I can kind of needle you, and she needled me back, and she won. And I called the manager over. I said, I'd like to see the manager. And the manager comes over and immediately goes, what's the problem? The waitress comes up behind her laughing because she knows I'm screwing around. And I said, this waitress has ruined my night. Her humor is awful. She doesn't smile enough. And for God's sake, she is slow. It was the best service we've ever had. The waitress looked at the manager and said, you know, we can fire customers too, can't we? And they, all of us just broke out laughing. Table next to us started laughing. See, our actions create reactions. And one of the things we need to do as leaders is to observe. Look for statements. Look for reactions. Look for the things that cause reactions, because it teaches you what we have an opportunity to improve as leaders. Now, what I did at the pharmacy or the drugstore and what I did at that restaurant isn't unique. It's not something special. I shouldn't be praised. But what if more of us did it? What if more managers were trained to say to people like that young lady at the pharmacy, hey, just call me anytime. This stuff happens. No problem. That's what I'm here for. Yet you could tell, and her impression told you, calling him when the register was not working, that this was a huge inconvenience. Now her relationship with that job instantly becomes what? Because somebody at home is going to say, honey, how was your day? And she's going to tell of that incident. Hopefully when she went home and her parents said, honey, how was your day? Oh, I had kind of a tough day, but there were two of the nicest people who praised me. That's the power of positivity. That's the power of observation. Thank you for listening to another episode of Coaching Conversations by Tim Hagen and Progress Coaching. Now, our company is always coming out with new and innovative solutions to help leaders coach their employees. And recently, we just created a new service called Coach to You, where leaders can pick and choose topics and assign 7 to 21-day programs for employees to learn and, more importantly, apply actions and then reflect and share what they're going to do going forward as a result of the learning. It's called Coach to You. We're literally bringing coaching to your employees. If you're intrigued, we'll have a link in each one of our episodes where you can get more information. And again, thank you so much for listening to another episode.